Hey, Sarah.
Hi. Did you see my lard?
I did see your pretty lard, and I was honestly really proud that you put them in jars because I see a lot of people put them in plastic, and it makes me cringe. And you did it exactly the right way, and it looked beautiful. I was so proud of you.
I like the thing I like about those. They're like wide mouth mason jars, and they're actually freezable. So I have like 24 of them in various places in my house.
Hopefully not in various places.
Okay, but like some are in things in the fridge and some are in things in the freezer and some are in things in the like I have this collection of different fats beside the stove because I don't have anywhere else to put it. So I have my lamb tallow and my beef tallow and my pastured lard and my saved bacon grease because I save bacon grease. And my coconut oil are sort of like all in little jars beside the stove.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
But no, like it's crazy like in a bad way. It's crazy cool. We have all that stuff. We just keep it in the fridge.
Yeah, my fridge is always full. Like it's just my fridge is not big enough. So
your fridge is not paleo.
No, it's not. Clearly, I have dreams of. Did I tell you about the dream I had about visiting you?
No.
I had this dream and I can't remember like why I was visiting you, and I think it was just me, like I don't think the family came, and I walked into your kitchen and literally your kitchen was the size of like half of my house. It was this enormous kitchen,
and I wish
one wall of like just windows, like floor to ceiling windows that like wrapped around into skylights, and outside was just like the most gorgeous woods ever. And and it was just like almost like movie set kitchen, like just amazing. And I walked in and I was like, how did I not know that you had this kitchen? Like, no wonder your recipes are so amazing. Your kitchen is like 10 times the size of my little tiny rinky dink, you know, 10 foot by 10 foot kitchen. I have a really small kitchen. And I just remember like, it was just this, like, not really jealousy, but I don't know, it was like, oh my gosh, Matt and Stacy have the kitchen of my dreams. And it was literally a dream. That was like the whole dream. It was just
I hope
me
that
hanging
this
out
is,
with you in your amazing kitchen.
I hope that this is the future that you're telling, because I will take it. We do have a large kitchen, I will admit, and we renovated our house this year, so I am beyond thrilled with my kitchen, but it is in no way what you are describing. So.
I guess, I don't know, it was like a kitchen inadequacy dream.
Yeah. Maybe you just think everything's better if you visit me.
That must be it. I've been trying to find excuses to come for a visit. I can't believe we haven't met.
The museums are free here. I mean, basically, it's only going to cost you a tank of gas to come visit with your entire family, because we'll feed you.
That's an excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, the wheels are turning.
So, speaking of travel, going to be headed off to Texas for Paleo FX, which is happening right now when this airs. And because of that, we decided that we were not going to have a full show this week because it would just be impossible for Matt to produce the show. So
and that and I really need a break.
Yeah. Poor Sarah.
I believe in honesty with everybody, and I've had a hard weekend just with the stress of trying to be everything for everybody. I know there's one or two people out there who understand.
We've talked
what
about
I mean.
This. Yeah, type A personality.
And I just hit the point where, you know, even the sort of necessities of, you know, me being a mother and a wife and having to look after my family, plus with my book deadlines are barreling down on me quite quickly, and the books. Coming along really, really well, and I'm really, really pleased with what I've written and how it's going, and even where I'm at. But it's just been so many late nights and so many skipped yoga classes, and I've been sick all week. This cold just totally totally got me. It was just, it still is actually. It's been really hard. So, I just need to cut back a few things. And since you guys are going to be in Austin all week, this is one of those things that's kind of easier to, let go, I guess, for a week and hopefully recharge a little bit and be my normal bubbly self next week.
Well, we definitely gave a long enough show last week to qualify as a part one and two.
You're no
So
kidding.
if you listened to the whole show already, just think that you already got this week's show. And hopefully us kind of touching base with you feels like we're checking in and giving you a what's up and a how are you doing. But I had a fantastic weekend. Today is actually Finn's 5th birthday. I cannot believe
Oh
he's
my
five.
gosh, he's
It
five.
makes me want to melt into a puddle a little bit. He's such a big boy. Like I've been able to claim that he's four. Just got tears in my eyes thinking about it. I've been able to say that he's four for a long time, so that in my own mind he wasn't that big of a boy. But he's actually extremely mature for his age, like extremely mature and very smart. I'm not just saying that like as a parent, like, oh, my kid's so smart, but there are things about him that are just very mature. And for him to be five now, I feel like I can't be in denial. Like, for me, that's kind of a magic number. Like, they're a kid,
That's,
you know, they go to, he's going to go to
is he gonna go,
kindergarten.
yeah, I was gonna
Yeah.
ask that.
So, he was actually ready for kindergarten, but I don't know how everybody's laws work. But in, you know, to send him to county school in the state of Virginia, he has to be a certain age, which is fine. So he's in a preschool and he's
Yeah,
doing
we've got the
fantastically.
same sort of rules. My youngest is probably ready now, and she's only 3 and a half. And there's, you can do kind of like a private school for kindergarten and 1st grade, and then they can join for 2nd grade. But I don't think we're gonna do that.
So, Finn in his infinite matureness decided that his birthday party, instead of like a typical birthday party that a 4-year-old turning five would think of, he decided he wanted to have a vacation birthday party. And
Oh,
so
cute.
we rented essentially a lake house in a state park nearby. It's about an hour, not quite for us. And it was a 4-bedroom house. So we went with two other couples and all the kids shared a room. And then we kind of rotated. Friday night was like one set of friends and Saturday night was another set of friends. And we didn't turn on the TV the whole time. And the kids played board games and they ran around with laser lights in the dark. And we roasted some gluten-free marshmallows and just had the most fantastic time, like
That sounds
spending
like
time.
so much
Yeah,
fun.
it was amazing spending time together. And so I feel like he gave me a gift for his birthday. So,
Yeah, that is a cool idea.
yeah, it was a really great
That's the
end.
kind of idea that like 30 somethings come up with for their
I
birthday.
know, exactly. And like the other couples that were there are like, we're already looking into when we can rent this cabin and do it again. And Cole's like, maybe we could do it for my birthday. His birthday's in August because they have a water park there. So in the summertime, they would be able to go during the day to like the water park. And so it was really great. And, you know, I think for me, I'm on vacation. I just had this amazing weekend. My book is turned in. I'm in a much different mental space than you are
Yes.
where I was last month. And, you know, I think it's really noble and appropriate that we're, first of all, I don't even think Matt could produce a whole show for us to be able to leave in time because we have to leave basically in 24 hours for Austin. And producing the show actually takes time, believe it or not. And I think it's really great that you're focusing on your priorities and not letting yourself get stressed out about what we should or
I
shouldn't be doing and
try not
focusing
to.
on
It
how to take
sneaks
care of
up on
yourself.
me. It sneaks up on me, definitely. Like I've got everything under control, and I think, I'm handling everything really well. And then like one little thing that wasn't planned or was like an extra thing, or I burn one vegetable on the stove and all of a sudden like it's like, oh my gosh, I can't do any, like I just feel completely helpless, like I can't do anything. And it just I go from like fine, fine, fine to collapsed in a ball on my kitchen floor sobbing.
It sounds like a familiar story that I told last week.
Does actually. Although mine was, it was embarrassing. Fortunately, the kids were upstairs playing and they didn't notice.
All right, well, I am going to force you to go to bed and
I think that's a
relax.
good idea.
And I might be able to get some material to people from PaleoFX. I have no idea. Matt's going to be there and he's bored and he's antisocial, so he's going to come up with some excuse about needing to do something technical. But this might be it. And we might be back next week with an actual show, or we might have some bonus material for you.
I think
So
we've got a guest booked next week.
excellent.
So that's pretty much a show guarantee.
So we'll see you soon. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. And it's a holiday weekend for a lot of people. So please focus on family time and make good choices with your food. Don't eat the Peeps and the Cadbury eggs. It's not good choices. You won't feel good after, I promise.
Well, and have an amazing time at PaleoFX.
Thank you. I will. I already have a guest post scheduled for one of our Paleo Parents review team to be doing a big post. Kind of usually after these, they have like recap posts for people about everybody who is there writes either Twitters or Facebooks or blog posts about what their takeaways and lessons learned were. And so Maggie from the Paleo Parents review team is going to be kind of doing a guest post review roundup of everything from the internet and a little bit of my perspective. I'm going to talk to her about it. So if people want more information, we'll have something on the website shortly after this airs, hopefully.
Cool. Well, thanks very much, everybody.
All right, long distance hug, Sarah. Get some sleep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.